Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. The Cabinet has approved the PM Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krisho Nati Yojana to achieve food security for self-sufficiency with combined total proposed expenditure of 1 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the decisions taken in the Cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to middle-class people. The government has also approved the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with an outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. The Cabinet also gave its note to Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2. The Cabinet has also approved conferring status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The Cabinet has approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for 11.72 lakh non-gazetted railway employees. The Cabinet has also approved the signing of letter of intent enabling India to join the Energy Efficiency Hub. In a significant judgment, the Supreme Court yesterday set aside caste-based discriminatory provisions of prison manuals of several states which provided for allotment of work based on caste of the prisoners and their segregation. The apex court has directed all states and union territories to revise their jail manuals within 3 months and remove any provisions that perpetuate caste-based discrimination in prisons. During a hearing on a plea seeking to prevent caste-based discrimination and segregation in jails, the bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra observed that distribution of manual work among prisoners on the basis of their caste hierarchy is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The court further observed that treating prisoners without dignity is a colonial legacy that must be abolished and that prisoners should be treated humanely by jail officials. State Bank of India, Medzi Pema, in collaboration with Medzi Pema Administration, conducted a workshop on Customer Connect program for state government employees at City Centre, Medzi Pema, yesterday. EAC Medzi Pema Vithwel Kweho said through the workshop many employees have benefited and encouraged to conduct such workshops in future. Manager Financial Inclusion SBI RBO Dimapur T. Lingnekim and Department Manager Medzi Pema Narazir Fote also highlighted customer rights, policies, grievances redressed and several schemes taken up by the bank for the benefit of government employees. Branch Manager Tongkolun Konsai, SBI Medzi Pema, highlighted the program aims to enhance banking services and specific needs and benefits of state government employees. The NSRLM Block Mission Management Unit, BMMU, Wajiro, in collaboration with Krishi Vigyan Kendra, KVK Woka, conducted a one-day training on homestead gardening for food and nutrition at Sankiton Wajiro yesterday. The training aimed to empower self-help groups, SHGs, to adopt sustainable gardening methods to improve food security and promote a balanced diet. 30 trainees from various SHGs participated in the event. Chief Technical Officer of KVK Woka, Malot Tungoy, highlighted the benefits of Nutri-Gardens, encouraging households to grow their own vegetables to reduce costs and ensure access to organic homegrown produce. She also provided tips on practicing gardening in small spaces. The trained SHGs will now establish a community kitchen garden in Sankiton with the produce distributed to economically disadvantaged households. To support the initiative, the SHGs were provided with seeds including green peas and essential gardening tools. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has again reminded the intending repeaters and compartmental candidates that the last date for filling up of HSLC and HSSLC examination 2025 is 5th of this month. Therefore, the NBSE has directed the candidates to contact their institution's centre for filling up their application forms within the specified date. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.